Hello, everyone, and welcome to our week 5 of our 40-day Shoot-Free Mind Cleanse. I am so happy to be with you here again today. And I know we have all moved through a lot of stuff, and I hope you're ready for more, at least to deepen into it more today. But let's start out first to just connect together and meet in that place where everything arises from. So let's just take a few deep breaths together first and just connect in the silence and just allowing yourself to arrive right here, right now. So I should take some deep, conscious breaths and allow your belly to just become big and soft, just like a Buddha belly. It's just like saying, yes, I'm here with all of me. Feel yourself being here with all of you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter whether you like it or not, just take a belly breath and allow it all to be here on this call. No parts are ever left out. And just let your mind go over the last 5 weeks, where you were when we started, where you are today. And just remind yourself of all the things you have seen and felt, the insights you've had, the struggles, the breakthroughs. And why don't you give yourself a little pat on your back? Because you have done some amazing work. And we're not at the end of the road yet. There's still plenty of time for deepening, integrating, embodying. But I just want to just congratulate yourself and celebrate yourself for actually having made the big steps and strides to be here today, and all that you've gone through and all that you've been willing to look at and let go of and examine. All of it. So take another deep breath into all of that. Nothing left out. And let's just come back. Take a breath. And before we start, I would just like to read our Liberation Proclamation again. Hopefully you're still reading that every day, reminding yourself and filling up your tank. So everybody's muted, and if you have the paper in front of you, feel free to speak it out loud along with me. I commit to liberating myself from the shoulds that keep me separated from my true expression. I commit to embracing, trusting, and following the wisdom and guidance of my heart. in this process, I commit to being kind and gentle with myself at all times. When I recognize a should, I stop, slow down, and take a deep breath first. Then I will consciously look for where I'm about to engage with a should. And I commit to do whatever it takes to take the charge out of the should and recharge my heart instead. So thank you everybody too for your beautiful sharings on Facebook. I'm really, really touched by how willing you're all, how willing you are in sharing and in really going to those places. And from some of the sharings, I can see that it's not easy all the time. And I wasn't expecting it to be easy. So you're right on track. Whatever is happening is right on. And remember last week I talked about how we get to these places. And then many people, they stop. They set up camp. And they are just not going to go any further because they run into these hurdles, these seeming hurdles. And this is where there is such a strong tendency to stop and turn back. And, of course, that is not what we want to do. We're more than halfway through the desert. And even though it may be hot, you know, right in the core of the desert is where it's the hottest. And this is where it's easiest to give up. But if you keep going, you are going to feel you're building up a strength inside of you that you will take with you in everything you do in your life. So when you keep moving, and I know you're all doing it, even though it might not be easy, whatever, every time you walk through a hot part of the desert, you build your heart muscle. You get stronger, and you're going to have more oomph whenever anything happens in your life, internally or externally, that normally will challenge you to stop and give up. You're building up so much strength in these 40 days that you will be surprised when you're at the end of the desert and you walk into a whole new area where there's beautiful fruits you can pick, there's lush green grass, and there is a lot of love. You might notice that you start experiencing that life really is supporting you, but it starts with us supporting ourselves. It starts with us loving ourselves, doesn't it? And I know you guys are well on your way. I don't know if you've ever heard this little story about when chicken hatch, you know, they do it from the inside out. And it takes a lot of effort on the part of this little chicken to get out of the shell, out of the egg. And there was an experiment done years ago that I heard somebody share a while ago that this person was, every time this chicken was picking from the inside of the egg, they would pick or tap, I think the word is more tap, they would tap on the outside. So let's say it would normally take a chicken 200 taps to break the shell. Now the chicken only did 100 taps because on the outside an external force was doing the outside tapping. So 100 from the inside and 100 from the outside, and the shell broke and the chicken came out. But because the chicken had not mustered up the muscles to do all the 200 tapping itself, it was not a healthy chicken. It was sick, it was weak, and I don't know if it survived or not, but it was missing a big, big piece that it needed to live and survive in this world. And that's why, that's basically, I want to just compare that with the work that we're doing here, that you are doing the insight tapping to break your should barrier. And that is where you are going to get the strength to put that energy into your heart instead. Because what it really all boils down to is that we're being asked to live a different life than we have been doing so far. We are building up a whole new set of muscles that we didn't have back then, and frankly, wasn't really required of us in the way that it is now. So we have to remember that the old ways are dying and the new ways are barely here. It's important to understand that. We're living between two worlds. And even though it may be tempting to go back to the old world and you're hanging in limbo in between two, there's really only one way to go, because the old world is dying. The old world, the way we know it or have known it, is dying, and we need to keep moving along with the new energy into the new world. So even though we don't know what it will look like yet, we don't really have much choice, and it is only by moving towards that new world, and that is moving with the energy of our heart, what our heart knows, what our heart longs for, and start trusting that. That's how we start creating that new world. So it's not like we have a map that shows us, oh, this is how it's going to look. No, it's one brick at a time. It's one step at a time, and that's how we create the new life dictated by our heart. So we do need to move by faith, and that's another muscle we build every time we go to our heart and listen to it, do our best to follow its movement. That's how we build faith. And making mistakes, if we can call it mistakes, it's really unavoidable. It is part of it. It's normal. And it is not a reason to stop. It's the only way you can move into this new territory. So please remember, there is really no way of knowing how it will look or how it's supposed to look. And it is not supposed to look the way it does for other people. They have their path and their intuition and their heart's longing to follow. And each one of us have our own way to follow. And that's what we're starting to learn. And as you probably know by now, the alternative is going back to should. And I think we are done with them by now. I think we have walked far enough that we know that shoulds are not the way. I think we have disengaged enough to know that there is no pot of gold at the end of the should rainbow, if there were such a thing. And that's what we've been learning these past few weeks, right? Living by should is not working anymore. It only creates suffering and pain, contraction, all the things that we don't know. And we also know by now that leaving them behind takes a lot of courage. It really takes a lot of courage. And do you guys know that the word courage, I'm sure many of you already know, but the French word cœur comes from courage, or they're related. It means heart. In French, the word cœur means heart. So courage is really feeling and trusting the heart and not the mind. And apparently that takes courage. It's kind of funny because the word means heart. So you need to live from the heart. And when we stop listening to the mind and the fears and the shoulds, we muster up enough courage to live from the heart. So there is a lot of power in this. You know, the word itself means heart. And we all know when we do not listen to the mind, we listen to the heart. That's when we're courageous. Okay, so courage is listening to the heart in spite of the mind's suggestions, or in our case, shoulds. Isn't that great? When you really know that, then you can also feel how powerful it is to really start living from the heart, because that's what it's about. We want to be courageous, right? We came here to do something that feels good and alive and makes a difference in the world. And that can only come from the heart. So that will take courage. And I also just want to name this, mention the word fear and excitement. I don't know if you've heard that before, that fear and excitement is really the same feeling. The only difference is that fear is excitement without the breath. Let's take a deep breath together and remember that a breath is such a wonderful tool and solution to soften a contraction, or to take out the contraction of the fear and really open up the door to excitement. Just imagine next time if you're running into something that you are afraid of and you really want to do it, or you know it will be a good thing for you to do it, and you have a lot of fear come up. So just stop and take a deep breath. And then you can imagine that you're going to go on a roller coaster ride. So you can experience the exhilaration of something new and exciting. And then take this deep breath, and you can actually allow yourself to enjoy something new, something that is unknown. You could say to yourself something like, wow, I'm going to try something new, and then take a deep breath and then do it. Instead of contracting and holding back, take a deep breath, take the step, and see it as a new way of experiencing something that you haven't experienced before, the unknown. And to the mind, the unknown is basically death, because the mind survives on knowing. It survives on information. It needs to know in order to survive. And that is really what seems to keep us safe, even though we are not really safe. It's kind of a safe prison that we're in when we try to stay in the known. And what we're stepping into now is the unknown. And that's why you cannot experience the unknown in your mind. The mind is made up of known things, something that makes it feel safe. And isn't it kind of getting a little boring up there, really? Aren't you ready for an exciting roller coaster ride into something completely unknown and then just see what happens? So I know I am, and I have been for a while, and it gives you really a sense of aliveness and joy and inspiration, all the things that you will never ever find in your little safe prison in your mind. So let's take a deep breath together and just make that our best tool and our best friend to move from fear into excitement, and from deadness into aliveness. from fear into excitement. Feel this difference when you just go, oh my gosh, this could be really fun. Why not give it a try? Take a deep breath and then see what happens. And of course, this is the same breath we use when we feel any kind of sensations in our bodies that are uncomfortable. And we breathe into the sensations where we are not feeling loved. So the breath is a very, very powerful tool that is always available anywhere, at any time, for everybody. So please make use of it. What I would like to do today is practice more the feeling of feeling loved. And we're going to start bringing it more consciously into the barriers and into the heart's longing or the desires that we worked with last week. Because the heart's longing has been squashed. And now that we have learned how to breathe into the barriers, feel them, allow them, we're going to use that same principle to the heart's longing. So we want to keep opening up the door to our heart wider and wider. And one way, of course, is to soften the barriers. That in itself allows the door to open up wider. And then also we're going to allow more life, more breath, more air into the heart's longing. So just by doing that, it expands, and that will also soften the barriers, which we have already talked about. So it's going at it from two sides. So we're going to feel love into the barriers, and we're going to feel love into the longing of the heart. And this is such an important step, and that's why I want to spend some more time on it today, that it's not just something you do 1 week and then you move on to other things. This really can become a lifelong practice and an ongoing softening and opening up to who you are, allowing yourself to realize that you already are what you've been looking for outside. So we want to make sure that this muscle gets stronger and stronger every day, every single day. I do this every single day, and you know, I love it. I just love it. It's giving myself a shower of love many times a day, not just in challenging situations, anytime. Anytime. It's beautiful. And the more we do it, eventually it really will start overpowering the should barrier or the should muscle. But it does take courage. It does take heart. And when you really start feeling yourself and realizing yourself to be that love, you'll also realize that there's nothing that needs to be different, because anything unlike itself, love, because there is only love, anything unlike love will dissolve. And most of us, unfortunately, did not learn that when we grew up. So we need to make this, that's why I keep reinforcing, it's like really making it a practice. We didn't learn allowing, and we didn't learn to feel loved. That's why we practice allowing, and we practice feeling loved. And that way, for those of you who are familiar with the whole neurobiology in the brain, the more we repeat certain things, we actually train the nervous system to react differently. It's like building a new pathway through our brain. So instead of going on the default, where we don't love ourselves, that's a very well-trodden path in most people. So by doing this consistently, you're building a whole new neural pathway in your brain that you have access to, just easy access to, where before you needed to really work, which is what we're doing now. You needed to work to create this pathway. And that's why eventually there's just going to be a pathway that you can just go by and you don't really have to think about it. It becomes your default. So we need to train the nervous system to react to life with allowing as opposed to resisting. And we need to train our nervous system to react to life with feeling loved as opposed to not loving ourselves, criticizing ourselves, not accepting ourselves. You probably know that these pathways are very, very strong. So we're creating a whole new environment, a whole new whole new freeway system inside of your brain, so you can take the shortcut to heaven instead of going on all these dark, dead-end roads that don't go anywhere. Isn't that cool? This is all something we can do, and we are actually in charge of that. We have the choice. We have the power. We have the energy to do that. So whether we choose to go on the old road or the new one, it's the same principle, right? It's the same tool. We train, because we've trained and practiced feeling resistant and not loved for a long, long time, right? We've trained and practiced that. And now we're going to use those same tools, training and practicing, but we are going to create a totally different outcome. So training and practicing, training and practicing every single day. It's like, that's why I like that metaphor that I use on the Facebook page, going to the gym, go to the heart gym. It makes it more fun, doesn't it? When you see that little picture, a little heart lifting weights, that really put a smile on my face and saying, yeah, this is really what we're doing. So please keep up the good work. I would like to go into a little meditation with you now, but I have this little metaphor that I really would like to share with you first. I think it will help your mind understand why the feeling of love is so crucial. If I tell you that there is only love, you probably won't believe me, will you? You're going to look around and say, yeah, but you know, Pernilla, excuse me, look at this. That doesn't look very loving, and look at that. And of course, from a point of view from the mind and through the senses, through our visual senses, absolutely, it does not look like love. So that's why I want to use a little bit of a different metaphor. I call it the ocean or the water metaphor, and maybe that can tweak your mind a little bit to see it a little differently. So just imagine for a moment that there is only water. There is only ocean. You can go to the ocean later today if you live near the ocean and just stand there and look at it and remember this little metaphor here. You just look out there and there's only water. All the waves, it's all water. All the drops that the waves and the ocean are made of, it's all water. H2O, right? Just look over the ocean for a moment in your mind. And there's so many shapes and energies in the water, but it's all water. It's made of the same, H2O. So now imagine that one day one of those waves goes through something that is traumatic and painful. And because it doesn't have the knowledge how to handle this, or how to be present with the trauma, how to do what we have been learning, it freezes, it contracts, right? Just like we do when we go through trauma. We freeze, we contract, we get rigid. So this poor little wave, which used to be buoyant and happy and splashing around, now it becomes a frozen wave. It stops breathing, or at least it's breathes much more shallow, and it becomes tight and rigid. And it's just sitting there, and it cannot really be fluid or buoyant anymore, which all the other ones can, and because it is its natural state. But because of the frozenness, it can't play in life anymore. Now, what do you think this wave needs to dissolve back into its natural state? Does it need to be criticized? Does it need to be beaten up? How about this one? Does it need to be told it should not freeze up? Does it need to be judged, disowned, rejected? Do you think the ocean says, well, sorry, you have a shape that's frozen. You are not allowed to be here anymore. Be gone. What does it need to be told it's undeserving, or this one unworthy to be water? Is this frozen wave unworthy to be water? And of course the answer is no to all of these silly questions. But I really want to stress it a little bit so your mind can start seeing it from a different angle. So what do you think this little poor frozen wave, what does it need? Don't you just want to take it in your arms and let it melt and then say, here you are, sweetheart. Your water. Let me hold you a little longer. Let me warm you up so you can realize that you are water. So it needs something to help it melt and soften so it can realize it's already water. It does not need to change. And why does it not need to change? Because it is already water. Even though it's frozen, it's still water. All it needs is to soften and melt into its true nature. And it has never not been its true nature, right? Just look at this frozen wave. It's made of H2O. The shape does not take away from the fact that it is water. It's still water, no matter what shape it takes. It is still water. All it needs is a warmer temperature or a higher frequency, so to bring it back into its natural state, out of its frozenness, and into its defrosted natural state. So it does not need 20 lifetimes of therapy or workshops or anything to realize its true nature, although I'm certainly not against any of that. There might be frozen wave therapy. And we all need it until we don't, so please don't think I'm against any of that. But when you really get to see what is actually going on, then any kind of therapy or deep work you do is all about learning to become a higher frequency, to become warmer, to become softer, to bring a softness to the edges that we have in ourselves, which are the frozen waves. So just reminding ourselves or having somebody else remind us just to be it by you being it to yourself or by somebody else being it for you, then you can remember, then this wave, this frozen wave can remember that it is fluid and buoyant and all it needed was a little bit of warmer waters. And that's the metaphor. I want to relate that to love. If we just see that everything is love, you already are love. And that's why you have all the tools that you need to soften and defrost the areas that don't know that yet. But by you remembering it and by you using it, and I use kind of in quotation marks, it's really by being it. But let's just say we use it until we realize that we are it. There's nothing wrong with that. Love does not mind that. So then we just keep loving into the unlove until we realize that we are love. We just forgotten. We had just forgotten. And we thought we were these little frozen waves that were unworthy to be water. We run around being these little frozen loves that think we're unworthy to be love. So all we need to do is be reminded of it, remember it ourselves, and we just need to become the love that we already are. We need to be able to feel it. Not just a concept. A concept is kind of like a frozen wave sometimes. We need to have the real life experience. That's why I keep inviting you to practice, so it becomes real and alive in you. And the things that some of you have shared already is so beautiful. I can, if we can use the frozen wave metaphor, it's like the edges. Some of you experience this light at the fringes, right? So you start feeling that the fringes of the frozen wave is beginning to melt. And you can you experience that as love. It's like, oh my God. And just imagine if you keep melting and dissolving the frozenness, then it's not just around the fringes, it's the whole experience. Let's just take a breath together. Just take that in. And maybe just see what it's like when you see yourself as a little frozen wave. Don't you just want to hold yourself then? Don't you just want to warm yourself up? And just to bring it all the way back home again. This love is not somewhere separate from you. You have access to it because you are it. If you have a child or lover or parent or friend that you really love, you know, you don't need to go to the store and buy love to love them or send them love from far away, right? You just love them. It's a real felt experience and a felt knowing in your body that is just there, right? It's right inside of you. Just think of something or somebody or some past experience, somebody that you really love. It's just there. Bam, it's just there. It's like it's holding them inside of your heart without any effort. It's just there. And it's allowing your heart to do what it's meant to do. It's meant to love. And as long as we don't resist loving, love happens. And love does not exclude anything. That's something that the mind does because it is divided. And love, which is undivided, which is not divided, is what can heal the division in the mind. Right? It's a division. It's like there's a split between two things. But when we bring love in there, it becomes whole and it becomes one. Yeah. So let's do a little meditation. Let's go into a meditation together where we can practice this some more. And I really like also to do it together when we're on these calls. I don't just want to give you homework and tell you to go home and do that, because when we do it together, there's an energy buildup and you're in a container. I'm holding this container for you all while we're doing it, so you can just let yourself be held in that container and start allowing and learning to receive this love from yourself, inside of yourself, to yourself. So why don't you make yourself comfortable if you aren't already, and just prepare yourself for a little meditation. And we're going to allow, we're going to bring this feeling of feeling loved into the barriers and into our heart's desire. So close your eyes, please, and take a few deep breaths. And just let yourself feel comfortable and relaxed. On your next inhale, let your belly become big and round and full and soft like the Buddha belly. Just fill it up, which is a way to allow everything to be there instead of holding it tight and tense. Just fill up your belly with breath and air and allow it all to be there. And when you do that, when you do this allowing, filling up your belly, we're so used to holding our belly tight. Just let it be soft. Allow your belly to be all that it is, the beautiful round belly. And let that breath just fill up your whole body. It's really like being the ocean. The ocean allows every fish, every wave, every current, every temperature. The ocean allows everything. See if you can just be like the ocean. Be the allowing ocean and allow this sense of allowing to penetrate everything that you're experiencing right now. And I mean everything. Be the allowing ocean. It kind of even takes out the action of allowing. It's being allowing. That there's no separation between the two. Just be allowing. And let yourself feel the feeling or the experience of allowing. And if there's anything in your experience right now that feels fear or dislike, resistance, sadness, maybe wanting to give up? Anything that's happening right now that may feel a little uncomfortable or a lot of uncomfortable, that really feels like a contraction, just see if you can go right in to the core of that. Go right into the core of the felt sense of this contraction, of this barrier, of this stress or pain, whatever it is. Let yourself, as if you're, I mean, if it's helpful, you can imagine you go, you take an elevator and you go all the way down into this felt sense experience. And then you open the elevator door and you go out, so you're in the experience. Just allow it to be there. You see, that's really allowing it. You go right into the core of it. Take a few breaths in there. And now I want to invite you to practice the practice of feeling loved. So as you're sitting here, in your current experience, this very moment, see if you can feel loved right in the midst of this contraction. So feel loved right inside of this experience. And if it's hard to do it right now, so just use your imagination again to remember if it's maybe feeling God or Goddess loving you, or, you know, a teacher or a saint or master that you know, feel connected to. It could be nature, a friend, an animal, anything that gives you that feeling of feeling loved. And just sit in the middle of that contraction or that should barrier, pain, whatever it is, and just remind yourself of the feeling and the frequency and the experience of feeling loved. Let this feeling penetrate the contraction. Let it raise its temperature or raise its frequency. Imagine that you're bringing warm water into a frozen wave. So it's a very conscious act. You're doing it. You consciously choose to feel loved right inside a place that feels contracted. Take a breath, breathe into it. Consciously bring warm water into a frozen wave. Choose this. It's something you choose to do. It's not something you're going to be perfect at right now. You're learning, you're practicing. But you have to choose it. whatever contraction is there, if there is any. If not, just let yourself feel loved. You don't need to have problems in order to feel loved. So just sit there in the middle of this frozen wave and choose to be the warm water that will help the frozenness melt. And you can see it's no good sitting on the shore, sending splashes of warm water to a frozen wave. I don't think it will quite reach it. You need to go right into the experience of it. That's where it's needed. So just feel that. And notice what happens, what changes. And I want to transition a little bit into another area inside of you now, without leaving the feeling of feeling loved, without just turning away if there's any more frozenness left. You can go back and do this frequently, and I recommend that you do, because every time you bring warm water to a frozen wave, you will start experiencing more and more of your fluidity, your buoyancy, your wateriness, your aliveness. So now I want to invite you to bring to your awareness one of the desires, maybe one that really touched you last week or since then, something that your heart really longs for. Something that you want to experience. It can be very simple. It can be a big project. It does not matter at all. What matters is that it's a feeling inside of your heart, a longing, a desire, something that makes you feel alive and makes you feel that there's meaning, there's a reason to be here. No matter how big, no matter how small, that's not the point. The point is that it's something that really is deeply felt in your heart. So really feel this longing or this vision or this desire in your heart and just allow it. Just allow it. And then let yourself go into this feeling of the longing. It can be a longing or a yearning or just maybe a sweet aching in the heart, but it's a sweet feeling of like, oh yes, it's a feeling of yes. So let yourself feel that, allow that. Again, be the ocean of allowing your yearning and your vision. And then let yourself go right into the core of this longing. Don't go so much into the future of what it will look like in the future, but let yourself just, like again, take an elevator and let yourself go right down to where that feeling, that longing, or that aching is. Let yourself take the elevator down there into the feeling. And just get out of the elevator and sit right there in that beautiful sensation of your heart's desire. Allow it. Breathe into it. And then also here, bring that feeling of feeling loved right into the core. Let this frequency of love, of feeling loved, penetrate. Let it be the door opener. You see that? When you just love it, it's expanding. It opens up the door for your heart's desire to come out more. So just love what you desire. Bring love right into it. Allow it. Be the ocean of allowing. And this heart's desire, that is, to me, that's like the current in the ocean. That's the movement of the water. It moves in a certain direction, and the ocean allows it. There's a certain flow, there's a certain speed, there's a certain temperature. Every current is very different, very unique. Can you just allow your current to move in its direction by opening the door through your love for it? Be the ocean. The ocean does not separate itself from the current or any current. It does not tell it a current that, oh, you know, you can't go here, or no, you can't go there, or no, you're too slow, you're too fast. It is the movement of the ocean. The currents are the movement of the ocean. And the ocean just allows by going those directions. Your heart's desire is the current of life expressing itself uniquely as you. So just follow it. Maybe it's a teeny weeny weeny little current, or maybe it's a big one. It doesn't matter. Just follow it. There's small currents in the ocean. There's big currents. There's hot ones. There's cold ones. So if you, in any way, have been holding back your current, maybe your current has been frozen up. Instead of a frozen wave, it's been a frozen current. So let yourself be in the middle of your current, in the middle of your heart's desire. Feel the movement of how it wants to express itself. and then bring love into that. Open up the door for your current to move wherever it needs to move. It may go up and down and left and right, and you have no idea where it's going to go. And that's good. You don't need to know. You just need to follow and allow, no matter how weird it looks. Now, if for some reason any of you are not able to feel any of this right now, or some of it, and if your mind is making you feel tense around it, or makes you think you're not doing it right, or you're feeling worried, or something like that, just feel loved right into that contraction of the mind too. It's just another frozen wave. It's no different. It's almost like it's the mind's job to look for areas, to look for mistakes, areas that are not working, or to look for problems. So just go into the middle of your mind, any contraction that it causes, and just feel loved. Allow that frozen part to be warmed up. Eventually, when you keep doing this practice, you will feel it, and you will feel it more and more. When you keep practicing this love thing, it will eventually grow big enough to consume anything unlike itself. And by consume, I mean include, integrate, incorporate. It's just like the frozen wave. With enough warm water, it will melt, right? It's unavoidable. It's no different with you and any barriers that may still be here. And remember, as long, if your current has been frozen for a long, long time, deep, deep down at the bottom of the ocean, it's very hard to know what direction it wants to flow naturally. So if you're still not clear where you want to go, what you want to do, that does not mean that you will never know. It just means that that part, your current, has been pretty frozen and has not been given free range. Because, why? Because we've been living by shoulds, right? Shoulds freeze up things. Love softens and allows it to flow. So just keep defrosting by feeling loved. You will succeed. You will succeed. Your being, the parts of you, the parts of your being that have not been loved, they need to feel loved every day, consciously. It's really making something that was unconscious, making it conscious. And if we don't do it on a daily basis, especially in the beginning, and it may be a long beginning, it may go on for a while until it becomes more natural. But if we do not do it consciously, if we don't keep building that new neural pathway in our brain daily, we will simply unconsciously go back to the default and we will be freezing up again. So please make this a daily practice. It's worth so much more than almost anything else you can do. It's realizing who you are as love. And isn't that what the world needs more than anything? So let's just slowly start transitioning to come back. Come back to the room, wherever you are. Take a few deep belly breaths. Remember to allow yourself to be all that you are. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and just come back. And of course, you can go back to this little meditation as often as you need to. Just keep practicing. I know I'm saying that a lot today. Just keep practicing. Anything that comes up, if there's resistance to practicing, see if you can breathe into that resistance and just see if you can bring the feeling of feeling loved right into it. And then instead, find out, well, what is it that I really want? If I don't want to practice, what do I want? What is it? What's important to me? What does my heart want to do? We'll work some more next week. We'll work some more about the resistance. We'll go into some other areas. Resistance is what has been keeping us back, holding us back for most of our lives. So don't be surprised if more resistance is going to come up here and there. But don't believe it. Resistance doesn't mean anything. It means nothing, and you have a choice. You can choose to resist, and you can choose to allow and listen to your heart. So I want to just see if there are any questions. Maybe I'll just, if you have a question, you can press *2. Or if you're on the webcast, you can send in your question and with your name and just do submit. And then I'll just look at those right at the end. But let me just go over a little homework for the next week. Let's definitely keep reading the commitment every day. Keep filling up our tank with our commitment. And from now on till forever on, feel loved. Feel loved. Breathe and feel loved into your barriers and into the love and joy that your heart wants to express, that your heart wants for you. Your desire was put there. It's not put there by mistake. It's there for you to enjoy your life. We came here to enjoy life. We need to receive that and allow that. And if you're up for it, it can be powerful too. You can write down if there are any reasons, or write down what are the reasons that you have not been living your dream until now. And we could probably all write a whole library about why we haven't done it. So if you can just, to get familiar with your reasons, write them down. Become familiar with your dream. I know I asked you last time to write a little fantasy about how your life will look when you let your heart guide you. And then write also a little story about why you have not been doing, the reason that you have not done it. And then one more thing that is very, very powerful. I'm going to ask you to take one little step in the direction of what your heart is longing for. So if it's a very simple thing, I think somebody on Facebook shared about, you know, just being with ease and being that at work. Can you be that at work? And if it's something like that, it's just wanting to be at ease, then take a step every day at work. Take 5, 10 minutes or 5 hours and just keep practicing. Take that step to be at ease when everybody else is going crazy and busy and unhappy. You can just stop and say, no, I actually, my heart wants to feel at ease. So I'm just going to give that to myself right now. And if it's some vision, what was it, something about working with children, I think. It's beautiful. So you can take, what little step can you take in that direction, right? It can be a very little one. Maybe you go online and start looking for people who are already doing things like that. Maybe there's something in your area where you could volunteer, not to say that you have to do that right away. But if it's just a little mini step you can take just to get curious about it. So it's a way you start opening up the door through your actions. It's one thing to have a vision in the heart, but eventually we need to take the steps to make it real. And that, of course, yes, that can be very scary, but you know what you do with the fear. You breathe love into it. You allow it, but you don't let it squash your dream. Remember, you've been squashing your dream for most of your life. And we want to stop squashing dreams. We want to give them a life. We want them to come out and be happy. So whatever little step you can take, start taking little steps. And I really would like to hold you accountable for that and share on Facebook what little steps you have taken. You want to take what you have taken and share it with all of us. It's so easy just to go and hide and say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. This is a very, very important step. This is simply the next step. But I want to just give yourself permission to make them really, let them be small, tiny. They don't have to be big. I'm not saying you need to go out there and do crazy things like me, like doing these calls or getting on the radio or whatever. That comes over time. But you just start taking little steps. So it's not too big, right? We don't want to get into shoulds because we don't do that. We want to follow what the heart wants to do. So little steps. And when you do these little steps, you can start celebrating. You will feel a sense of accomplishment and it's going to feel good. It really is. So I think that's what I would like you to take home for this coming week. Keep allowing the layers of should to dissolve. And more than anything, be very, very gentle and very, very kind with yourself. And celebrate yourself. Do something very sweet and loving for yourself that will support you in your process. All right, my friends. Let me see. I don't see any questions here. And I don't see any questions here either. All right, my lovely friends, thank you so much for being with me here today, being with all of us. I really, really enjoy this. I just feel so alive in sharing this. And I know where you're going to end up eventually, and you're going to like it. So until we see each other again or hear each other again next week, keep sharing on the Facebook page. And keep supporting each other like you are. Wishing you a wonderful week. Thank you so much. Bye, bye, bye.